Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. Thanks again to Megan Daltrey for coming in from Riley County Extension in our previous segment. But right now in studio, we have Associate Director of Dance at KSU, Julie Pence, along with Janice Schroeder, who is a parent educator with Parents as Teachers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things?
Great.
Doing good.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Happy to be here.
And let me turn, get your mic up a little bit higher. Julie, there we go.
Okay.
Good morning, Julie. Isn't that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Well, we're here to this morning to talk about a lot of things to go through, but together you're part of a TAP to Togetherness.
Yes.
Triple T.
Yes, TAP to Togetherness. And this is a program that is collaborating with, first it was Parents as Teachers, which has now changed, and Janice is here to talk about that. But TAP to Togetherness started really in the K-State TAP Ensemble. And we now reach out to families, and we use tap dance to enhance family relationships. It brings families together using tap dance.
And I'm sure that works. I'm sure that works because I just think, like, if I got my family to take part in this, I mean, they're down in Winfield right now. But there would be a lot of great memories from that, I can just imagine.
Yeah, it's really fun. And because I am at K-State, we have a pretty large research team, and we have been collecting lots of data and publishing our findings, and we are out to prove that tap dance will make families' lives better.
And what is your tap dance background? I imagine you have some sort of background being Associate Director of Dance.
I do. I've been tap dancing since I was 3. I grew up on the East Coast and studied in New York. Went to school for dance, and I didn't go to school to learn how to tap dance. I learned to tap dance in New York. Dance with a lot of the greats. I'm sure you know Gregory Hines.
I've heard the name,
He was one of my teachers, and I consider myself a hoofer. After I graduated from undergrad, I toured with the National Tap Ensemble out of Washington, D.C., went back, got my graduate degree, and came here to K-State to teach.
And you said you consider yourself a hoofer. Is that some of the lingo in the tap dance world?
So, I mean, anyone who knows any of those old tappers, you know, there's different styles of tap dance, and hoofing is one of them. It's a community-based style. You just stand around and make sounds with your feet.
But it's a lot harder than it sounds, I'm sure.
It is, but you can teach anyone to tap dance. I mean, ask any of my students at K-State. I'm teaching a beginning tap class right now, and they're doing great. You know, unlike the styles of ballet and modern jazz, tap dance is more accessible to people. You can learn to tap dance at any age. I could teach you.
Okay, noted.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
Here with Associate Director of Dance at KSU, Julie Pence. We also have Janice Schroeder here, who is a parent educator with Parents as Teachers. And Janice, if you want to talk a little bit about Parents as Teachers and how all this kind of fits together.
Mm-hmm. Parents as Teachers is a program that is offered to all families that live within the USD 3D3 school district. It's free. We offer home visiting where we go into the home and we talk with parents about child development, what's normal, within normal limits. And it's for anyone. But we also have our group connections, which now TAP to Togetherness is part of that. And so all families are welcome to come take part in our TAP dance. But we've actually now been able to open it more to the community, as well as Parents as Teachers is undergoing a little bit of a change where we're now being called Early Learning Community. And it's part of that we're the Early Learning Home-Based Services. So we're still Parents as Teachers. We still come to your home and do home visiting. But it also offers home visiting to families that have their children in the district preschools. So now we can go from birth up to kindergarten age. And so now all those families are being invited to come to TAP to Togetherness. And with that, we can it fits right into what Parents as Teachers is all about, that development in the four areas of gross motor, intellectual, social, and those language skills, which TAP hits on all those in a fun way, so that kids and families are learning through play and through dance and not even knowing that they're, you know, learning those math skills and learning how to socialize with each other. And so it's made it really, really fun to do that.
And I think it is, it should be noted that Janice was my parent educator. That's how I met her.
We did.
Yeah, she, with both of my children. And it was really, it was that experience with me and my family that I wanted to create something to give back to that program. And I want to emphasize the program is free. I mean, it is difficult raising children, especially if you are working parents. And I am so thankful for the services that they provided. So this is a way for me to give back to make other families' lives even better.
And how long has Parents as Teachers been around, if you want to talk about just kind of how that even started?
Mm-hmm. It started in Missouri as a pilot program probably at least 30 years ago now. I mean, I've been doing it in Manhattan for 26 years. And I think it was here several years before that. But it's a grant program, and it's a state grant that then the school district also provides money for us.
And it seems like it just really kind of offers a lot of that kind of attention at home that maybe, and Julie, you kind of talked about it sometimes, you know, anymore, especially if you want to try and make it even at just a middle class level. Most of the time, both parents are working a lot of hours, and it's not like it used to be. It's something I think about all the time when people complain about just sometimes the way society is, and they complain about kids or whatever, and I'm just always thinking, it's like, well, it used to be that, you know, a single household income was enough to take care of things, but that's just most of the time not the way it is anymore. You need two incomes coming in, and you need both parents working, and yeah, shocker, both parents aren't around as much because they're working just trying to keep the roof over their heads.
Right.
So that's where this seems like to come into play.
Right. Well, and like I said, it's free and open to everyone, so parents are available, and we just meet them when they have time.
Yeah, and our Tap 2 Togetherness sessions are short. You know, we go no more than 25 minutes. I mean, the majority of our kids because it has just been Parents as Teachers until this semester, it's kids age birth to 3. Those kids, you can't keep their attention longer than 20. And we're lucky if we get 25 minutes. So families, you know, I would encourage families to take the time. Just come and see what we're about and try it. I think that they're going to find that for 25 minutes, they're going to have some good quality time. And hopefully they'll come back. And it's free.
And it's free.
It's free.
Here with Associate Director of Dance at KSU, Julie Pence, along with Janice Schroeder, who is a parent educator with Parents as Teachers. I talked a little bit about the origins of Parents as Teachers, but as far as Tap 2 Togetherness, how long has that been going on? And I guess talk a little bit about the formation of that at KSU.
Well, it started with the K-State Tap Ensemble, and we did interactive demonstrations, which we performed for the families, and then it evolved into Tap 2 Togetherness. And again, it was Janice was leaving my home from a home visit and with my second child, and I said, I want to do something more, and we just started brainstorming, and I mean, it makes it sound really easy. It wasn't easy, but we came up with Tap 2 Togetherness, and we're doing research. We just finished researching with kinesiology on the K-State campus, and we're really excited to release those findings. It's just proving what we say about arts in general. Arts enhance people's lives, and so if we can improve that and prove it, then hopefully more funding will come our way. We don't want our families to have to pay for this service, and they never have, and I don't think they ever will.
Now, I also understand that there's also a partnership with Riley County Senior Center.
Yes, thanks to Civic Plus here in Manhattan, they provided some funding for us to expand outside of Parents as Teachers. And so now we are offering 2 additional sessions over at the Riley County Senior Center, open to everyone, and nothing changes with the program. It's just that we're able to offer more. And we have our K-State graduate tap dancers involved, and it's just another opportunity. So there are 8 opportunities in a semester to do Tap 2 Togetherness. With the Riley County Senior Center, we offer 1 session on a Tuesday. Our dates we have on our website, and Then our other sessions are over at Marlatt Elementary School here in Manhattan.
And really, I think just shows the accessibility, because you've been mentioning it, just that this is something for all ages. I mean, you're talking kids. I mean, you were three when you first started, yeah. And it's also accessible for folks, you know, far older than that.
Right. And we really hope that those that are accessing the Riley County Senior Center do attend. Maybe they're attending with their grandchildren. You know, maybe it's families on that side of town in that area that can pop in.
And from what I know, the Riley County Senior Center, I imagine there'd be some people up for that because they do a lot of cool programs. They're an yeah. active bunch.
Yeah, we've been over there with the TAP Ensemble. They're really fun and really open to this idea.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk maybe more about that research and how tap dance really does get families together. We'll talk about that more with Julie Pence and Janice Schroeder. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Happy Friday.